Hi, Wanda. Thank you for calling.
Oh, hi, Dr. Wright. I have several different questions. One, I've had a rosacea flare-up for about 2 years. This person selling magnesium and probiotics promised me that if I got on this, it would clear up, but it got way worse. As soon as I started taking the magnesium and the probiotics, my rosacea just flared unbelievable like never I've seen before. It's in my eye now. I'm scared of it damaging my vision, and I don't know what to do to get my colon healthy to clear up my rosacea.
Well, ma'am, how would you like to hear about six publications, first one in 1920 and the last one in 1931, all of which reported on the same cure for rosacea, but it wasn't patentable, so we never hear about it. So here we go. The group in 1920 found that everybody with rosacea doesn't have enough acid in their tummies, and so they had people take hydrochloric acid with meals, and what do you know, the rosacea cleared up. Now, how does that work? Well, you see, if we don't have enough acid up in the tummy, that allows those rosacea causing bacteria to live in the intestines, and they release the toxin that causes rosacea. But if we get enough acid in our tummies to duplicate what we had when we were teenagers, those bacteria can't live, the toxin goes away, and away goes the rosacea. So that was 1920. And there were five more studies after that, culminating in 1931, and every one of them showed the same thing. If you got rosacea, you got low stomach acid. And
How much to take and when to take it?
Well, it kind of varies, ma'am, because some people have a partial failure of gastric acidity. Some people, unfortunately, have a complete failure of gastric acidity. And by the way, in case you haven't heard me ramble on about this on programs before, there's this giant study from Mayo Clinic on gastric acidity in nearly 3,800 individuals. And what they found is by the time we all get to be 60, 52% of the ladies and 48% of the men don't have enough acidity down there. That it didn't say none, but they said not enough. Now, here's the thing that you got to watch out for. You can't just walk into the health food store and say, where's that hydrochloric acid stuff? I want to take some. Why not? Because if the stomach hasn't had enough acid for a while, even partial, sometimes the stomach lining atrophies. It's very much like the situation that happens, unfortunately, for some women after menopause, or before menopause, sex didn't hurt at all, and after menopause, it's an owie, and that's because the tissues have not had the hormone support, and so they've kind of deteriorated. But if she goes on bioidentical hormone replacement, what do you know? Takes a little while, a few weeks, but what do you know? It doesn't hurt anymore because the tissues have built themselves back up again. And so some people have told me that, they had rosacea, they knew they didn't have enough acid, but they took the betaine hydrochloride, that's what it's called, all the health food stores have it, betaine hydrochloride, with pepsin, which is the other thing that the stomach cells make along with acid that helps digest protein. Anyway, they took just one capsule and, ooh, that hurts, so I must not need it. Uh-uh. What they had was an atrophy situation there. Now, what you really should be doing there, if you can, is working with a doc who is skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, and hopefully they can do what's called gastric analysis by radiotelemetry. It's a type of stomach acid testing that does not require putting a tube up the nose and down the tummy like we did in medical school and pumping each other's tummies out. No, no, no. Instead, there's a little capsule about the size of a multiple vitamin capsule invented by a really smart German engineer back in the 70s. And inside it, it has a little acid, alkali-sensitive electrode. And it's got a little hole in it, of course, so that the stomach juice can get in. And there's a little teeny FM radio transmitter that transmits the signal out to a computer screen that both you and the technician look at. And then there's challenges with bicarbonate of soda to see how much acid the bicarbonate of soda takes up. And what do you know? You can say, oh, you got a small deficit of hydrochloric acid. You got a very large deficit of hydrochloric acid, because the reason you want to know that, ma'am, is because the quantity of these betaine hydrochloride capsules can vary from small deficit, like two capsules with meals and three or four with the largest meal, all the way up to the people who have no stomach acid, who actually do really, 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 in order to replicate the acidity they had in their tummies when they were 16 years old, when all of us have enough tummy acid. They have to take, my goodness, 6, 7 with every meal and 8 or 9 with the biggest meal in order to replicate it. But why would we want to do that? Just to get rid of rosacea? Well, you know, getting rid of rosacea is very important, but even more important is the rest of the body, because rosacea isn't all the body's got. It's got need for nutrients all over the place. And if our stomachs aren't making enough acid to bust those nutrients out of the organic matrix that they're found in, particularly the minerals need to be busted out, then we're going to be malnourished. No kidding. And I'll shut up in about 2 minutes after saying, or repeating, that is, what the Mayo Clinic researchers said, namely that after age 60, there's less people with low stomach acid because they've had malnutrition for all that time, and so they've died. Okay, I'll shut up. Your turn.
Okay, so I actually did have somewhere in the back of my brain that I thought you had said at some point in the past that hydrochloric acid was tied to rosacea. And
you
I
were right, ma'am. Good memory.
Well, I should have remembered a long time ago. But so I just bought some from the health food store about a week ago. And it's got the betaine HCl, 648 milligrams.
Yep.
And acid-stable protease fungal pepsin from Aspergillus niger in the amount of 150 milligrams. So,
okay.
I've tried 3 of those at a meal. I've tried 5 of them at a meal. Sometimes I forget to take them till after the meal, and I take them after. Sometimes I've taken them before, but I've had no burning taking up to 5 at a time.
Good. That means your stomach lining is still intact. So, again, I'd be working with a doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. Here's one other reason that's an issue for our brains, not so much for our rosacea. If the stomach lining cells aren't making acid or pepsin, they also aren't making the factor that gloms onto vitamin B12 before it can be absorbed into the body and cannot be absorbed without that. And remember, the statistics on the older we are, the more likely we are to have a low stomach acid. That's why there's so many people in retirement homes getting B12 shots, because their stomachs won't make that factor to absorb the B12, so they have to get shots. But you ever hear about anybody in a retirement home taking a B3 shot or a B8 shot or a B6 shot? There's 12 B vitamins, but they're not taking them because they all will absorb orally. They don't need that special tummy factor. That's a side issue, though. It's important for the health of the brain and the rest of the body to get those B12 shots into you, ma'am. That's why I want you to see a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. But to get back to you.
Is there anybody in Denver? My sister's coming out to Seattle to the Tahoma Clinic right now, and my mother was there in 1984, and you personally saved her life when she was dying of autoimmune disorder.
Oh, dear. I'm glad.
And I'm very sad that you yourself are not taking new patients, because I would love to see you personally.
Well, funny thing, ma'am, I am, but the bookings are about 5 to 6 months in advance. That's the problem.
You are taking new patients.
Yeah, I just need to clone myself. And when I figure that one out, I'll do it, but I haven't yet. Okay, sorry, your
turn.
Can
you put one of you in Denver, please?
There we go. No, you might go online and look at two organizations. There's one that's all the W's and ACAM.org. And then there's another one that is all the W's and naturopathic.org again. And once you get to their websites, both of them, click here to find a physician. And then you find somebody who's relatively near you. And then make sure and call that doctor's office. Do you folks work with people with low stomach acid? And I heard about B12 shots and stuff. And if you get some hesitancy, don't go there. But if they say, oh, yeah, we do that all the time, then you might consider it.
So just based on the fact that I've already taken 5 of these with 648 milligrams of hydrochloric acid, 150 milligrams of pepsin, taken 5, that's per capsule, the amount is per capsule. I've taken 5 of those at a time, had no burning. At one point, I think you had said in the past, take it until it starts to burn.
No, ma'am. No, that's that. We don't want to cause intentional damage. If I said that, I made a mistake. We don't want to cause intentional damage to the stomach lining. Now, One other thing, ma'am. Our stomachs are capable of making so blinking much hydrochloric acid that we can digest, for example, 8 ounces of milk. And you know, I had a chemist friend of mine, and I asked him, how much hydrochloric acid does 8 ounces of milk take to digest? Would you please check it? And I told him about the research on this. And he did. It took, because he had to wait to summer vacation until the students weren't as busy around. He said it took 16 of those capsules to digest 1 8-ounce glass of milk. And what digest means is to get it down to the pH, namely pH 2, that should happen at the when things are fully digested, because that's what it takes for the stomach to release the food easily into the upper small intestine. So anyway, there's some things that require a heck of a lot of hydrochloric acid. Milk and dairy are one of them. Other foods don't require as much. But very seriously, ma'am, that's why I'd be working with somebody who can help you. Now, what I found years ago is that nobody wants to take 10, 12, 15, 16 capsules with a meal just to digest it. I don't, if I don't have to. So what I've done is I've asked people with low stomach acid to turn in a piece of hair for a hair mineral analysis. And why? Because it tells what the status of their minerals are. And there's a bunch of minerals tested on there, normal minerals, zinc, copper, calcium, magnesium, copper, all that kind of stuff. And for most people with low stomach acid, those minerals are mostly well below median. I didn't say non-existent, but well below median. And that's not a healthy situation. So then I'll say, well, okay, try taking those 5 capsules with the meal. And one thing for sure, ma'am, is see if your rosacea gets better with that. But second thing is after about three months, you do another hair specimen and see if your mineral status is better. And if it is, oh, good. And if everything's up to median, you're taking enough, ma'am. But if everything isn't up to median yet, you're not taking enough. It's an indirect way of checking. Again, check with a doctor about this, too.
So could it be bad to take 5 per meal?
No, ma'am. No. Because a 16-year-old stomach, and I am not kidding at all, there was some doc in California, I've forgotten his name, who showed that with a meal made up of 6 ounces of beefsteak, a baked potato with butter on it. He specified not margarine. He was a good guy. 1947, this was published or somewhere around there. Anyway, 6 ounces of beefsteak, baked potato with butter, green beans. Okay, now we have to have a slice of bread with butter over here, and we have to have 2 peaches for dessert. And then we got those eight ounces of milk. That was his average meal. Ma'am, the chemist I was working with proved. He said he couldn't believe it until he decided it was the milk, and then he found out it was. That meal took 32 capsules, the equivalent of 32 capsules of betaine hydrochloride, to bring it down to a fully digested pH. And I'm not going to take any 32 with meals, so I'd be staying away from that whole milk. That's the one that takes the most. But no, if it doesn't hurt your tummy, ma'am, 5 is not going to hurt anything. And it may or may not be enough for you. If you're what's called achlorhydric, I haven't got any acid in my tummy, you likely need more, as long as your stomach doesn't complain.
Well, up until I started taking this a few days ago, I wasn't taking any hydrochloric acid. And, I mean, my food is basically digested. My poop isn't just like straight food or, you know, I must digesting some.
Yes, ma'am, but remember, the digestive enzymes can make up for some of the things that hydrochloric acid doesn't do. The digestive enzymes from the pancreas, lipase, protease, all that, they can make up for some of what the stomach acid doesn't do, but they cannot completely make up for it. They can't bust the minerals out of the organic matrix as well, for example. So anyway, I'd keep up with whatever you're doing. Check with the doctor local and give it. You got to give it a couple, 3 weeks before you see if the rosacea subsides even partially. And if it does subside partially, then maybe use a couple more. And what do you know? It'll subside even more, ma'am.
And is it real important to take it before the meal or is after okay?
Well, you do. We copy nature. Always, always, always. What does nature do? No kidding. When we start thinking about food, there's a little bit of acid secreted. Somebody proved that a long time ago, but not very much. So we put some food down there, take one. Put some food down there, take another one. That's what the stomach does. The more food we put into it, the more acid it makes. But after meals, not such a sharp idea, because after meals should be reserved if you need them, and I don't know that, that's again why I encourage you to work with a doc who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, because if a test needs to be run for pancreatic digestive enzymes, whether your body is making enough of them, it can be. It's a simple stool test. So anyway, the enzymes, if you're taking those are the ones that should come after meals. If you don't need to take enzymes, yeah, then maybe you can take a hydrochloric acid after meals. Why don't you take the hydrochloric acid and the enzymes together? Because one of them digests with acidity. The other one likes to digest with alkalinity. They actually argue with each other.
Well, I think there's only one doctor in Denver that does that gastric analysis. And, I mean, unfortunately, I don't have the money for everything I need to do.
It's sad. Ma'am, you don't have to have the gastric analysis from the sounds of things, but I'm saying you might consider checking with that doctor about all the other peripheral details. If you know that you can handle five of those and it doesn't bother your tummy any, and you got rosacea, I mean, remember, all those people back in the 20s were found to have low stomach acid, and you got rosacea, and you're no different. We're all each individuals, but as a general human, we're about the same as humans were in the 1920s, so you need the stuff. There you go.
And I'm 56 years old, if that makes a difference.
Well, that's what the Mayo told us. By the time ladies are 60, it's half of them that don't have enough acid. Sorry.
So I'm pretty much dairy-free. Once in a while, I eat a little cheese, but not really. And I'm mostly gluten and somewhat grain-free, but it's mostly when I eat meat or... is that mostly and I do drink coconut milk. So does coconut milk require a lot of hydrochloric acid? And what about meat?
Meat does require quite a bit of hydrochloric acid, but not near as much as dairy does. And the chemist I was working with did not check coconut milk. I'm sorry, ma'am. And I'm not a good enough chemist to do it myself.
Oh, okay. So you're not sure about coconut milk.
Nope.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am.
I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead. We got to get to our break, but you go ahead, ma'am.
My mother had, and my grandmother had Parkinson's and dementia, and I'm very interested in what I can do for brain health. And then I was going to ask if you think candida might be a role in my rosacea.
Probably not, ma'am. I've run into a lot of people with candida who don't have rosacea. So, and I really do mean I've run into a lot. Ma'am, we've got to get to our break. If you'd like to call back about those other issues, please give us a call back. Thank you for your patience with my rants. Sorry.